Hochul says the new law, known as the Less is More parole reform legislation, ends the practice of sending people who have already served their sentences back to prison for what's known as a technical parole violation. Those include missing an imposed curfew, failing a drug test, or showing up late for a parole appointment.
New York State incarcerates more people for parole violations than anywhere in the country. That is a point of shame for us, and it needs to be fixed. It's going to be fixed today.
Hochul was joined by legislative leaders, several DAs, and the state's recently appointed Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin. Benjamin, during his time as state senator, was the prime sponsor of the bill. Benjamin says Black and Latinx New Yorkers are disproportionately sent back to prison for parole violations compared to whites. He says sometimes the sentence imposed as punishment for the technical violation is longer than the original length of their parole.
You say to yourself, was this done particularly to harm poor Black and brown communities, or was this done to keep us safe? It is hard to imagine it was done to keep us safe when you consider the items involved. Missing curfew, dirty urine, being late for an appointment.
Under the terms of the legislation, the changes would not take effect until March of 2022, but Hochul used her executive powers to immediately rescind the prison sentences for 191 inmates. They are currently incarcerated for technical parole violations. The governor also took steps to relieve severe overcrowding at Rikers Island. On a recent tour of the notorious New York City prison, state and local lawmakers say they witnessed unsafe and unsanitary conditions, including rotting food and feces and dead cockroaches. Hochul says she's working with the city of New York to transfer 40 prisoners per day from Rikers to other state-run facilities with cleaner and safer conditions.
People be leaving Rikers, a volatile tinderbox, and allowed to go to another state facility.
Hochul recounted how, as a teenager in 1971, she followed the deadly Attica prison uprisings. She says she even skipped school to attend the resulting trials as a volunteer for the ACLU. She says she does not want to see anything like that repeated at Rikers, which she likened to hell on earth and a pressure cooker.
The question is, do we step back, let a possible Attica be erupting under our watch?
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio did not attend the announcement. Hochul's predecessor, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who resigned in August over a sexual harassment scandal, famously feuded with the New York City mayor. Hochul warns, though, that no one should read anything into the mayor's absence, and she says she won't be casting aspersions on his handling of Rikers so far. She says she wants the state to support the city's efforts to try to improve conditions at the jail. The parole reform measure has long been championed by progressive groups. They praise the governor's actions. But the head of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, condemned the new law. He accused Hochul of catering to the radical left, and he says the measure will make every single New Yorker less safe. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.